Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, everybody, and happy Wednesday. This is Lisa Diamond, co-host for Whatever Wednesday Beamer Blog Talk Radio, and I have my co-host, Ian Robb, on the line as well. And September, our challenge this month is putting more bodies on Beamers and keeping track of how that those numbers and how that can translate into an increase in your Beamer business. And I'd like to just introduce Ian. Ian, are you on the line with us?
Yes, Lisa. Hi. Hi, everybody. How are you all doing? A little quiet.
That's because they can't talk yet. Speaking of which, if you do have questions, comments, or you want to share how many bodies you've put on Beamers over the last week since we started the challenge, please hit one on your phone and get into the queue so we can get through as many as possible. But with that, I am going to introduce a special guest that we have today on Blog Talk. And I have the privilege of being on a manager's call every Monday morning in the Southeast region and get to hear Dwight's amazing success every week. And, you know, he honestly, the first time I heard the bodies on Beamer, it was from Dwight. So I always say he kind of coined the term. And, you know, he just really kept the morale of the managers in the Southeast region up, you know, during 2020 with COVID and with, you know, the FDA stuff. And he has been one of the featured speakers at the live Beamer Saturdays that have been going on around the country. And I also, you know, got to hear him speak in Sarasota as the first one. And his story is just really amazing. His team is super successful. I highly recommend that you get a piece of paper and a pen and take notes. If you have any questions for him, make sure you push one on the phone. And with that, I am going to introduce the new OM, Organizational Manager, Dwight Dunkley. Dwight, how are you?
Wonderful. Can you hear me loud and clear?
Yes, we can. Thank you.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, I know people around the country have seen you this summer speak, and like I said, we get to see you every Monday. I know your team is always inspired by you, and I really felt like it would be great to have you on and be able to, share with some of the other distributors around the country. So, you know, Dwight, I've heard your story, and I think it's amazing, but if you would just share your Beamer story, like what you were doing before Beamer, how you got started with Beamer, if you don't mind sharing that with us.
Sure, I'd love to, and it's quite the journey because, you know, when you think you've gone through college, gotten your bachelor's degree, and you're tackling the corporate realm and things of that nature, and then of course at some point I shifted over to law enforcement and investigation. I don't know how that switch came from with a business degree, but the bottom line is things were kind of failing with the private investigation firm that I was working for back in 2016, before Beamer ever came into my life. My father's health was failing, and this wonderful device in May of 2017 just introduced itself to our family. And, you know, we can't give third-party testimonies, so I can safely say as my father's health began to improve, I became more and more confused as to the why this device was helping his health. So being a former police officer and private investigator, it prompted me to do some investigating, some digging into why this device was actually helping his body. And simply, all the research and information just came down to one thing. It's the power of the human body and how it was designed to naturally heal, repair itself if it has the right ingredients and the right environment, and that's what the Beamer allows the body to achieve in the most simplistic form. So as family and friends and loved ones began to hear my father's story, they naturally just started to migrate to wanting to try the device. And so my Beamer career was born in July of 2017 initially, rescued me from a failing situation with a firm that I was working for, and I just dove headfirst into Beamer from that point moving forward. It's funny, my second distributor that I ever signed in was from the UK. It's crazy. You know, when you have something of this he was a good friend of mine who was trying to actually introduce me to something else, and when he realized what I was talking about, you know, and that's when you started to see the power of what this could become. Personally, I didn't think I had any health challenges myself at the time, but you know, I never used to dream every night. Now I do, in like live, living color. So that means my body is definitely getting or achieving better REM sleep. But, you know, when you begin to see lives restored in front of your eyes, it really becomes a miraculous thing. You start to believe that you're really doing something with purpose and meaning, you know, because you're truly impacting lives. And so my Beamer story, even though it started with my father and his health improving, and then, of course, some things corrected on myself, but I've seen now in 4 years over 500-600 lives improve, whether they actually got the device or not, just during their time having bodies on the Beamer. And that's really where Beamer started. My first month in Beamer, I think I had 21 people on the Beamer who had been on my Beamer at least 5 times. So I didn't even count the folks who were on the Beamer less than 5 times. And, you know, when you start anything new, I didn't charge every single one of them. I think I had 2 paid clients out of the 21, but it was just to see what this thing can do. And the results that kept coming in and their expressions and their just jubilation of, wow, this thing is actually helping me type of a thing, you know? When you start to see people's smiles improve and their, you know, it's like that kid in the candy store effect, you know, and what that all stemmed from one thing, putting a lot of people on the actual Beamer itself. I always joke about when my father's health was improving, and this is the honest to goodness truth, though, when after about a week when we started to see some improvements, at that point I couldn't care less if Mickey Mouse made this thing. You know, we go over all the science and all the all the research and all the information, the PubMeds and all those things to get people to just really look at this thing and actually get on it. But once they actually get on it and they start to experience some positive things, you know, I say they really couldn't care less if the Geico Gecko made this thing. So it's that's what my life became. It became just putting bodies on the Beamers, and the rest will take care of itself. That leads us up to the FDA pause back in 2020. and that was kind of scary. But and then of course that just piggybacked right into where we are now, which is a global pandemic, and we're still trying to get past this COVID thing. One of the biggest things that we saw over the last year and a half during the FDA pause, and then of course once that was resolved, but COVID was here, is people's desire or passion to put folks on Beamers, because they're afraid of the virus, they're afraid of this, they're afraid of that. But if you actually understand the physiology and the dynamics of the human body, what the Beamer allows you to do is have a great immune system. And if when you have a great immune system, I tell you, kid you not, and I'm just speaking for myself right now on this phone call, I'm not afraid of any virus because of what I'm using on a daily basis in my life. And that's what keeps me going towards continuing putting bodies on Beamers. But that was one of the biggest missing elements during the last year and a half that we recognized. And so we found that we needed to push, have people understand and really start pushing the idea of getting bodies back on the Beamer again. And that's where the whole phrase came from. We started with bodies back on Beamer, and then we just truncated it to bodies on Beamer. And then my newest team manager, Bobby Dice, he actually added the acronym Bob to it, B-O-B, bodies on Beamer. So it was collectively between he and I got the phrase, he got the acronym, and now here we are with Bob, bodies on Beamer. So it's a unique story, but, you know, it comes down to one thing. A lot of folks did not get involved with Beamer. As myself, I did not expect this to become a business for me because I just wanted to help people. And when you begin to see the type of restoration that I've seen, being a police officer, you see something completely different. You know, you see humans tearing each other down. But in Beamer, what I've seen is people building each other up. And it's a completely different approach to life because you can't put a price on that. And the only way that this thing actually happens is by having folks just get on the Beamer and experience Beamer. So we have to get back to bodies on Beamers.
Yeah, definitely. And I love the acronym. But one of the things that you mentioned was, you know, people sometimes get kind of paralyzed by, I don't know enough about the Beamer. I can't talk about the studies. I'm not sure about the science, but you didn't come from a science background. I know that when I first started with Beamer, it was for me personally. You know, I was in a health crisis, and I had a brick and mortar health and wellness studio, and I brought it in there for my clients. And literally, I just said to everybody, you have to get on it. I have no idea exactly how it works, what it's doing. I'm not sure yet, but I can just tell you, just get on it. And that's how I started as well. I didn't have the term bodies on Beamers, but you're right. I mean, that's how it works. I also want to point out before we get too far into asking you some questions that you are not doing this solo alone. You have a better half. So I want you to just also mention Suzette.
Oh, yes. Yes, I could not have the ability and the freedom to really do this on a daily basis without my lovely wife, Suzette. She's been an anchor, and she's, you know, my biggest cheerleader with this. And it's been quite a journey because when you have a partner that you can work together with, and you're on the same page, it just makes it that much sweeter and that much easier to pursue, because the pursuit is not just for me, the pursuit is for both of us, which we know eventually she'll be able to, you know, stop teaching and just do this with me as well full time.
Awesome, good. So, you know, we talked about, you know, you coining the term, but do you have like certain best practices for putting people on Beamer? Do you go to their house? Do they come to your house? Do you have a brick-and-mortar studio where you're doing sessions? Are you doing live presentations? Tell us how you're putting bodies on Beamer.
Well, I'll easily say it's a combination of all of the above. They can come to my house. I will make house calls. We try to teach folks to be very flexible because there are some folk who are a little bit less challenged with their mobility, so they won't be able to come to you. We also, one of our distributors is a weight loss clinic as well that we signed in about a year after we started, and they have five locations, and there's Beamers in three of the five locations, so we can also send folks to those locations as well. So we have a combination of all of the above, and we make some of that available to our local team here in Central Florida. But our team has expanded greatly throughout the world. So we have to find solutions for folks that aren't in Central Florida, which is being flexible with going somewhere. And, you know, in this modern day and age of COVID, you have to practice your proper PPEs and things of that nature. My wife now started making vinyl covers for the applicators, so that way when we set up I have a weekly gym that I go to, and you know, it's easy to wipe that thing down and you know, give the appearance. Give the appearance of cleanliness. And now, a lot of people aren't aware that back in April of this year, 2021, the CDC had actually put out, it's on their website, that now that they understand the virus a little bit better, a year later, they said that you only have a 1 in 10,000 chance of catching COVID from a surface. So when this thing first started in 2020, everything's getting wiped down and cleaned and things of that nature. Now that they understand it a year later better, they said you probably can't catch it from a surface. So I try to educate folks on the new information as well. So that way they feel a lot more comfortable knowing that, okay, well, this thing cannot spread from my Beamer to their body and things of that nature. But remember what you're offering folks. You're giving them a boosted and heightened immune system when you put them on the Beamer. So they really shouldn't be afraid of any virus anyway. But so we do all of the above to get bodies on Beamers, and we also teach that as well, that people shouldn't really be afraid. They just need to understand more and be properly informed on how they can safely protect themselves, safely protect those that they're putting on the Beamer. But the most important thing is getting them on it, because you're actually giving them a better environment for fighting off any virus.
Awesome. So you mentioned when you first started that you kind of kept track of how many people you were putting on the Beamer that had five sessions or more. Do you keep track of metrics now as far as, like, if I put 10 people on the Beamer this week, that translates into X amount of sales? Do you keep any metrics like that?
Early on, we started before the FDA pause and COVID and things of that nature. Currently, we don't track. We do have our own team document that we created, which is called a B tracker that helps folks to funnel their prospects. We also have another document we created, which is, we call it the B chart, which is you can actually chart folks that you had on the Beamer, what intensity levels, the dates that they were on, and things of that nature. So we do have tracking availability. But the goal of all of this is to have people feel comfortable. And some folks don't want to do paperwork and things of that nature. So we just really teach, put the bodies on the Beamers, and we teach the standard sales format of, if you are inviting someone to a presentation but they don't get the Beamer experience, then that's only a 20% conversion ratio. But if they're getting the information and the Beamer experience, which is putting bodies on the Beamer, then that's an 80% conversion rating. So 8 out of 10 folks will buy when they try the Beamer, whereas, you know, just going the education route and not giving them that experience, only 2 out of 10 will buy. And that's from, you know, old metrics from prior, I would say prior to 2020, but it rang true and it still rings true today. What the only shift that we've seen since COVID is people's willingness to buy the Beamer sight unseen. That has definitely increased because of the state of the world that we're in right now. So that's been a positive change. But that's because of the person who is doing the inviting. If they're properly educating, if they're a trusted person, then we've definitely seen an increase in sight unseen sales happening since the pandemic.
Awesome. And do you offer free sessions? How many free sessions do you offer, or do you have packages? What do you feel like, if somebody's tried it one time as opposed to they've tried it 3 times or 5 times?
Great question. So we do offer our team. We've adopted the mentality of our entire team will offer the first 2 sessions for free as a try it before you buy it. But there are commitments involved. So, like, for instance, when I have someone that wants to try the Beamer, I let them know what my commitment to them is. And my commitment to them is I'm going to give you 2 free sessions. So you don't have to pay for it. But their commitment to me is they have to make those sessions back-to-back days. So whether I'm going to them or they're coming to me, because as we know, if there's a gap in between those 2 days, it's just not going to be as effective. So we teach that folks should not be afraid of telling them what your commitment is to them for trying the Beamer, but they also have to make that commitment to you in order to maximize the results. Then after that, we have packages of anywhere, you know, we'll buy 10 sessions for $200. That's kind of the average. But since COVID crept in, a lot of the extra units that were used for rentals were just sitting around. So we turned the rentals program into a loaner program. They can get it for 5 days for free as a loaner. And then after that period, that loaner period, then the rental rates will actually apply. So those are ways, those folks who have extra Beamers, and if they're just sitting there, you know, we have a saying, if your extra Beamer unit is not in service, then it's doing a disservice. And that is true because it's not helping someone if it's just sitting in your home collecting dust because you're waiting for it to get rented to the next person. But my newest team manager, Bobby Dice, his extra unit is just in-house long enough to clean it, sanitize it, and get it to the next home. He completely abandoned the rental program. It's all loaners from this point on. And we've done that with our extra units as well. So it's not about, you know, the conversion. It's about the experience because everyone has a process to their Beamer. I actually had a gentleman at my home this morning. He was introduced to Beamer 3 years ago. And for whatever reason, he passed on it back then. Since then, he's been through a divorce. He's been some health challenges has crept in. His doctor told him some things. And all of a sudden, 3 years later, he's a little bit more serious about reevaluating the Beamer in his life. Now he's been coming to my house for 3 times a week, and he's a lot more, let's say, ready to buy a Beamer once some certain things happens in his financial life. And probably within a month or so, he'll probably have his own Beamer. But his journey was a 3-year process. So everyone has a process to their Beamer. We can't impede on that process. We have to respect that process. We're just planting the seeds. And when they germinate and grow depends on their process. So put bodies on Beamers. Some of those plants will grow now. Some will grow months from now. Some apparently will grow years from now. I also had a lady in London took her 3 years to buy her Beamer from when I first introduced it back to her back in 2017. So it's not up to us when they get their Beamer. That's up to them. What we control is at least putting the Beamer in their life and getting them that experience so they know that there's something else out there that can help them and that works for them.
Yeah, and I think we all have stories like that. I mean, it took me a year from the time I was first introduced to it, and I was in a health crisis, but I was doing so many other things. I was like, I can't hear one more thing. You know, everybody was throwing a magic pill at me, and I'm like, you know, and then it was literally a year later. So you just never know. And even with your team, with IBDs, people sign up as distributors and not everybody jumps right in. I just had a distributor on my second line that called me last week and said, it's been 4 years. And she's like, okay, this is what I'm meant to be doing. Can you please help me? And it's like, yeah, absolutely. I've been waiting for this for 4 years.
Right.
So,
right.
You never know from either, you know, customer or distributor. And I know you've had great success with building your team, and it's been fun to watch and be on Monday manager calls with you and Suzette. What's your secret in building your team and keeping that cohesive team spirit going?
So it actually comes down to one thing, and I said this when I was, you know, we had the, you know, great fortune and privilege of actually doing these Beamer Saturdays 3 times. And one of the things we do share as far as the success comes down to 3 things. Be visible, be available, and be approachable. Your team has to believe that you're there for them. You know, and yes, there are life challenges, and some folks sometimes may allow those challenges to withdraw from certain things. But the one thing that Suzette and I have never done in 4 years, a little over 4 years now that we've been just blessed to have this opportunity in our lives, is we've never withdrawn from the team. They know that they can always call me. I'm notorious for picking up just about every phone call that hits my phone. Sometimes she says, you may have to stop doing that because it happens way too often. But, you know, when the team believes that they can pick up the phone and know that you're going to be on the other end of it, that's how you gain trust. That's how you gain, you give them confidence. And it's that trust and that confidence that really is what you can call the secret sauce. There are people out there that we've heard that they can't get a hold of their mentors, or they hear about, you know, they hear back a week later or things of that nature. And those people become what are called orphans. You know, they're just not being properly supported. So you have to be visible, be available, and be approachable for your team to grow, because what that creates is a level of trust and confidence that they gain in you. And then they're willing to follow your lead based on that trust and confidence.
Yeah, amazing. Well, you do a great job at it. And, you know, it's been fun watching Bobby Dice come up to the group leader and quickly the team manager. So, you know, keep up the great work. I know you have a global team. And tell us how you were able to build outside the U.S.
Well, we actually, it was strange at first because, you know, we're focused on just our backyard, and when you begin to realize that Beamer's in 43 countries worldwide, and 22 of them, I believe it's 22 now as of today, that are integrated with our back office. It's so easy to actually reach out to someone in any of those countries. And we all know people from other areas, not just from within the country, but from other countries as well. But beyond that, we also have Beamers in countries that are not Beamer countries because they acquired the device and then they brought it back to their own country. That's of course up to them. Beamer cannot ship to a non-Beamer country, of course. So they have to acquire the device in a Beamer country. But it all really comes down to people that you know. Me being originally from the West Indies, I was born in the island of Jamaica in the West Indies. I came here at a very young age to the United States. We have family in London, in Canada, and so we reached out to everyone. And slowly, as team members began to join the team, they followed our lead as well. And next thing you knew, we now, I think we have about 15 reps in Canada. I think we have about 7 reps in the UK. And even though the dynamic is different there on their approach and what they're doing, things of that nature, it's really just reaching out to people that you know. Whether they are from this country or outside this country, it really doesn't matter. They'll figure out a way to. We've had folks from the West Indies on our presentations because folks are just sharing the news everywhere. You know, it's not just Beamer countries that need Beamer. It's anyone with blood in anywhere on this planet. So that's what we teach, and folks, they just open up, you know, they shake their trees. We say, shake the trees of the people that you know and reach out to them. And that's what we did, and people just started to really follow our lead and follow our instructions to do that.
Oh, awesome. So, you know, you mentioned and I mentioned when I introduced you that you were one of the key speakers at the Live Beamer Saturday events this summer. And I saw you in Sarasota. Can you share with us your favorite part of what you talked about as some inspiration for everyone that's on the call today?
Oh, absolutely. Our favorite part of our segment was the Steve Harvey segment about jumping. Jump, it's called. And for those who may not have seen or heard it, and you can find it on YouTube, believe it or not, that video, just type in Steve Harvey jump. And I encourage everyone to do that because we are creatures of habit. We're creatures of moving through life with kind of with blinders on. That's just a humanity thing. And sometimes we may miss out on things because of those blinders. And what we need to do is just take a leap every now and then, you know, regardless of what we're doing. And this Beamer platform is a wonderful platform because you're helping people. You're not twisting someone's arm to share the Beamer. We have now over 300 distributors in our downline, and we don't have to twist any of their arms to talk about Beamer. They're just naturally doing it all on their own because of what the device has done for them. So we have a product that's unlike any other product that we've ever been experienced and things like that before. So all we have to do now is just change our mindset because there's so much negative in the world. I shared a statistic from the Beamer Saturday that the average human on this planet, the average human adult, I should say, has over 350,000 hours of negativity stuck inside their heads. So even when we go to a one-hour positive seminar, it's not really going to dent that 350,000 hours. So we have to stop shoveling in the negativity if we want to increase that positivity. And Steve Harvey mentioned that if we want to get to the life that we all believe we deserve, we have to stop standing on that cliff of life, which is the safe route. We have to jump. And, you know, our talents, our knowledge, our, you know, what we have in our back pockets, in our arsenal, will be the parachute that opens up and just kind of takes us to, helps us to soar to the prosperity that we all want and we all deserve. So that was the best, really, lesson is we have to stop being safe. We just have to start just believing in ourselves and take that leap.
Yeah, awesome. Ian, I don't want to monopolize the show and you've been quiet for way too long. Are you awake?
I am. I thought, wow, this is different. I get to sit back and just listen to you guys just go on. Hey, Dwight, very nice to meet you. I'd love to meet you in person. I think we're almost neighbors here. You're in Orlando, correct?
Correct.
Okay, well, I'm in Ocala. I just got here when I called Lisa this morning talking about the show.
Yes.
There was a bald eagle that just flew right by my window here, and was I said, I tell you, that must be Dwight right there. I'm going to name that eagle now that lives near me, Dwight, because you're just soaring. You're now an OM. What is your next goal here, to become an OD? What do you have to do to do that in your eyes?
Well, obviously, for those who may not be familiar with the compensation plan, when you have helped one person become a team manager, then you will promote up to OM, which is where we are. We now have to just duplicate that process two more times in two separate lines. Three team managers will get you to OD. So we have a second leg with a group leader that will produce a team manager, and we're just really trying to identify that third leg at the moment that will put us on the road to a third team manager down the road. But our goal is to basically try to cultivate two more team managers over the next 2 years and get to the glorious OD position. You know, it's not something that happens overnight. It took us 4 years to get to OM. But we're proud of that journey. We've helped a lot of lives and a lot of people during that time frame, and we just want to continue to inspire belief in yourself, think positive, you know, have the right behavior and the right mindset. And honestly, you can achieve anything in this world, regardless of what's going on in this world. So the biggest goal for us on a weekly basis is to inspire positive thinking and motivation.
Dwight, do you have these big team meetings? You said you have a couple hundred people in your downline in international teams. How are you so able to communicate with them on a weekly basis, daily basis? Do you send out text messages? I mean, how can we help out these other IBDs learn the tricks of trying to grow their teams like you have?
Oh, sure, yeah. You can't do it on a one-on-one basis, so you have to create a forum or a platform just for your team, and you can use any of the social media platforms out there. We used WhatsApp initially. A lot of folks are migrating over to Telegram because there's a bit more controls involved with that, and then you just get your team to get on there, and then we opened up a private Facebook group as well that's just for our team members who are on Facebook, and we share between the two forums on a daily basis information that the global team should be aware of, what's coming down either in their region, things of that nature. So that's how we've been able to successfully reach the team far and wide and kind of just, you know, give them a big bear hug and say, you know, we got you.
That's awesome. Dwight, do you mind just staying on for like about 5 more minutes? I've got a couple of people that are on the line that have questions in case they're questions for you.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. I'd love to.
Great. Thank you. 802-233. You are live on Blog Talk. You are live on Blog Talk. Okay, might have been a misdial. Let's go to the next caller, 530-557. 530-557, you are live on Blog Talk.
Good morning, this is Bridget from California. Thank you so much for this presentation. And perhaps it's a good place to introduce a request I have. It's a request I've been making through different avenues since almost a year, and maybe you can see how it could help everybody and pursue it as well. And that is that last year at our convention, Dr. Burka did the medical presentation and brought up the blood flow video, the green blood flow video. Only he added comments and explanation to it. And that added 1 minute to the green blood flow video. But what information he added, I think would be extremely helpful to everybody when they show that video to a person to help them understand what they are seeing much more effectively than good blood flow, bad blood flow. because right. most people don't know much at all about human physiology. The video is done, and it could be made available. I think it would be a tremendous help to everybody. So perhaps at your manager's meeting, if you could see it and perhaps push that forward, that would be great. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling in, Bridget. And it's your lucky day. Your year of requests is coming true. That video is currently going through compliance. And as soon as that happens, it will be released.
Good. Thank you.
You are welcome. Have a great day. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening.
Boy, Lisa, you sure are a wish maker. That's pretty good. I got a wish right now for you, Dwight. The next time that we meet for the first time, you started with Bodies on Beamer, then you have a tagline called Bob. Now, the next one I want you to do is come up with a song. So when we're at a convention, we could all sing it, or we do a little karaoke or something of that nature. What do you think?
I love that idea. I think that will actually inspire a lot of fun, and at the same time, we're sending the right message. So, yes.
Awesome. All right, I'm going to give everybody one last chance to push one on the phone. If you have a question, a comment, you want to share how many bodies you put on Beamers in the last week, question for Dwight, we only have a few minutes left. Push one on the phone now, and I'm happy to take the next caller, 347-446. You are live on Blog Talk. All right, one more time. 347-446. You are live on Blog Talk.
Oh, fantastic. Are you hearing me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay, great. A wonderful presentation. I just wanted to add to that deal, that Bob song, that Dwight I know, he's helped me a lot, and I know with his past history as a songwriter and singer that he'll come up with that song. So the question I have to ask is how quick are we going to get that song?
So, guys, this is Leo Doherty from Brooklyn, New York. He is a group leader, one of my group leaders, and next team manager to be. So, Leo, great to hear you on Blog Talk.
Yes, sir. I just thought I'd let everyone know that you're not just a fantastic manager, stroke leader, team member, but you're always there for us here in New York, even all the way from Florida. You've helped us build a growing, strong, growing team here. And I'm sure that with your influence and help with the Bob song, it's going to go even further. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling in, Leo. All right, the pressure's on, Dwight. Everybody wants the Bob.
Well, Ian started something that may evolve into something greater. So great job, Ian.
There you go. You know what? Jeff Bezos had a rocket that went up to the space, and then we had Elon Musk did that. Now we have the Dwight Dunkley rocket because you're soaring so well. So I'm dying to hear the song too. So in a couple of weeks. Or next time I see you.
All right. Absolutely.
Awesome. Hey, we have one more caller and 1 minute left. I'm going to take this last caller. It's 805-406. You are live on.
Thank you. This is Jan Hopp from beautiful Central Coast, California, Paso Robles, to be exact. And this grandma was run over by a pickup 5 years ago. And what great information. I did three Bobs this week, and I did five presentations. So I got to get those people on the Beamer this week, and I will do that. But I like the idea of 5 weeks free as a loner. Is that what you had said, that information you gave us?
5 days. Five to seven days.
Oh, 5 days.
Yes.
5 days,
yeah.
As a free loaner. I think that's a fantastic idea.
Oh, It's been a blessing because you're really touching lives, and you know your extra beamers just aren't sitting there waiting for the next person to rent it. So you know you can, and many times what has happened for us is after the 5 days they keep it for an extra week or two, and then it turns into a rental anyway. So it's a phenomenal way to get your extra units in service.
We hit a home run with you today. Thank you so much for all the great information you have given all of us, and thank you for sharing. And God bless.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Jan, thanks for calling in. And with that, Dwight, thank you so much. I know this was helpful to everybody that was on the call and the people that will listen to the recording afterwards. Ian, do you want to talk about who we have coming on next Wednesday? Ian, are you still on mute?
Yes, I am. Sorry, I had someone knocking on my door. It's not the police this time, so it's a good thing.
All right. And did you want to just mention briefly before we end the show on who is coming on next Wednesday?
Yes, hopefully we're going to get Drew from Trust or Product Support to come talk with us and talking about questions that we might have in regards to the Beamer, things that always come up. People are calling, going, got this problem, that problem, error signals, whatever. Maybe you talk about how to sanitize and clean your unit, how to take care of your unit, so it helps us to have the best performing Beamers out there. So that is our goal. We'll set that up hopefully and maybe get a few other people involved in the process.
Awesome. Thank you. Dwight, thanks so much. And really enjoyed having you on today, and continued success to you and your team.
Thank you. My pleasure.
All right, everybody, go and put more bodies on Beamers, and we'll see you next Wednesday. Have a great day.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon.